There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Yeah, Tuesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. alongside Darren. Oh, my foot still hurts, even though it's been about 15 years. Anyway, we start today's podcast by looking back on yesterday's breathtaking conclusion to the championship season. Here's how all that played out live across the TalkSport network.
This is the championship. This is why we love it on the TalkSport network. This is why we're your home of the EFL.
And Millwall have scored again. They lead by 3-1. They've scored 2 in 2 minutes. And that might just about be job done. Smalling's driving it in. Brereton Diaz for 3 Blackburn with 4 minutes to go. They're in a position that they're now dependent on other results. And that surely is that for Millwall. 3-1 up at half-time. A playoff place there's to be had, and they have blown it.
All time, Luton Town 0, Hull City 0, and the home crowd at Kenilworth Road are singing, Luton's going up. They indeed know that they're going to face Sunderland in the playoffs after results today. This has finished 0-0.
Swansea 3, West Brom 2. The Albion players sank to the turf at full time. It was heartbreak for the fans. They needed to win, they needed help from elsewhere, and they got neither.
It's a party time for the Coventry fans, finished here at the Riverside Stadium. Middlesbrough 1, Coventry 1.
Preston 0, Sunderland 3. Sunderland defy the odds and leave it to the final 45 minutes of the final day to secure a championship playoff place.
The championship has been fantastic throughout the whole of this season.
Burnley crowned champion, claret and blue everywhere. Vincent Kompany, the toast of Turf War. What a remarkable first season in charge. His brilliant Burnley side has swept all before them, back in the big time after a 1 year absence, collecting more than 100 points in the process, and wild scenes of celebration here at Turf Moor.
Now, Bank Holiday Monday also saw the end of the regular season in League Two as Northampton Town sealed promotion to League One. Cobblers, no, they really did. Here's how all that played out across the TalkSport network.
The final automatic promotion spot and the race for the playoffs are still to be decided. Let the fun begin.
It'll fall on the volley. It's in. Oh, what a strike! What a wonderful goal! And it just had to be. Sam Hoskins took it down and volleys it in. Northampton Town in dreamland.
Stockport 1, Hartlepool 0. Callum Camps brought down inside the box. Stepped up to convert the penalty.
What a time to score it. And as we speak, Bradford have equalised. They are back on level terms, and what a hit.
Colchester 0, Mansfield 1 in first half stoppage time. It's gone to Riley Harbottle, free kick.
Featherstone squares it across, and a right-footed shot is buried into the back of the net.
Well, we've got late drama because Stockport need a win to challenge here, and Stockport have got a penalty in Danta.
It's been saved by Ben Killip. Callum Camps drove it right-footed, and Killip made an outstanding save.
Salford 0, Gillingham 1, it finishes. Salford in the playoffs on goal difference.
The point means that Carlisle finished fifth to set up a playoff tie with Bradford.
Draw was enough for the Bantams, who finished sixth,
and they'll face Carlisle in the playoffs.
The referee looks at his whistle and he blows his whistle, and I don't think it's going to be enough in the end. They've fallen just short, Mansfield.
Everyone is there. There goes the whistle. Northampton Town are promoted.
Rounded off a bumper bank holiday of live sport was Nottingham Forest's vital win over relegation rival Southampton in the Premier League. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Forest aren't going to go down without a fight, that's for sure. Johnson, who gets them inside the box, cuts it across to Rodney, who scores for Nottingham Forest. Nilo again inside the box, tips up, Iwonyi! He's got two!
Spins the defender, what a volley that is.
Stuart Armstrong on his left foot, gets it across again, Alcaraz with a finish, and Southampton are back in it.
It's bringing us the bank holiday drama we hoped for.
Flicked on towards Johnson, but Maitland-Niles has done well there, and there's appeals for a penalty, and it's been given.
Massive opportunity now for Gibbs-White.
It's Gibbs-White against McCarthy. McCarthy goes left, Gibbs-White goes down the middle.
This win could keep them up, you never know.
Swung in, a header down and in. Lianco with a goal, and we are game on again at the City Ground. Brennan Johnson,
ball.
Johnson cuts it back to Gibbs-White, he leaves it, goal! Well delivered by Danilo again.
How can you not want Nottingham Forest to stay in the league, huh?
It's down to Lavia, Lavia in the box,
penalty.
Goes down, penalty. Ward-Prowse, make it 4-3, goes down the middle. Michael Oliver blows time. Wonderful night at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 4, Southampton 3.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Fulham edged out Leicester in an 8-goal thriller, and Everton beat Brighton.
And it's finished Fulham 5, Leicester 3. A crazy game at the Cottage, but a big win for Fulham, which leaves Leicester in deep, deep trouble. The home side raced into a 3-0 lead before half-time with goals from Willian, Vinicius and Kearney. Kearney then got the fourth and his second just after half-time before Harvey Barnes pulled one back for the Foxes. Jamie Vardy then had a penalty saved just off the hour mark before Willian added a wonderful fifth for Fulham. James Maddison then pulled another goal back for Leicester late on from the spot. Harvey Barnes got another just before full-time, but they were too little too late. Fulham were fantastic. They stay in the top 10, 6 points clear of rivals Chelsea, but it's a devastating loss for Leicester. They teeter just above the drop zone on goal difference, and if results go against them, they may well end the day in the bottom three. And on the evidence of some of the defending today, heading into the final three games, you've got to be fearful for the Foxes. Full time at Craven Cottage, Fulham 5, Leicester 3.
Right, McNeil, he's been excellent into the penalty area, and he smashed it, left-footed, beyond steel, and Everton have 5 at the Amex. Right, McNeil with his second, and just like the other four, it was another brilliant counter-attack. And those Brighton fans that have stayed until the bitter end, they are leaving in their droves now. This has been an extraordinary performance from Everton. As the full-time whistle sounds, that rocket shot from McNeil sealing a 5-star show from Everton to haul themselves out of the relegation places. 2 points clear of Leeds in 18th. Their goal difference has been done the world of good in this game as well. For Brighton, well, they had ambitions maybe to gate crash the top four. I think that dream is over. It's all about Europa League football now for Roberto De Zerbi and his players, and they have a really tough run of fixtures. It was a really bad day at the office for them. It finishes here. Brighton 1, Everton 5.
To breakfast now, and Laura Woods and Dean Saunders were joined by a number of big name guests to look back on Arsenal's victory over Newcastle at St James's Park on Sunday. Here are the thoughts of the former Gunners, Nigel Winterburn, John Hartson, and Talk TV presenter and celebrity gooner, Piers Morgan.
It's Newcastle 0, Arsenal 2. We've been treated to a fantastic game, and is the title race still on?
Terrific performance, obviously with the result last season up there as well, but showed great character, particularly after the little wobble with the four games and the Chelsea game, and then obviously everyone thought the big test would be Newcastle away. It was a big test, but we came through it very well.
They really, really went about it in a proper way. They stood up to Newcastle's physicality. They had lots of opportunities. Martinelli went through, Saka went through. One-on-one, I think they could have scored more goals. It was a big decision at the start of the game where the VAR got it right. I thought it hit the boy's leg. Rather than that they could have got
his leg first.
They could have bottled it, you know, up at Newcastle with that vociferous crowd, but no, the VAR got it spot on. It hit his leg first. So that penalty wasn't given. And I just felt that Newcastle Newcastle played ever so well as well. They hit the bar, they hit the post, and there's fine margins, Laura, sometimes that can do it for you.
I don't think there's any great merit in continuing to ignore the evidence in front of your eyes that Arteta's been brilliant this season. And I think will turn out to be a great, great Arsenal manager who will hopefully bring us lots of trophies. So, yeah, a year ago, I'd have said the complete opposite. But I think if Arsenal fans are honest, a lot of them would have said the same.
Not me. Not me, Piers. I remember that conversation with you this time last year.
Yes. To be fair, you were right and I was wrong. Now, that sentence is painful, particularly having to admit it to you live on the radio. But you were right, Miss Woods, and I was wrong.
Can we clip that up, please, and just have that for me whenever
we need
it?
Well, you know you're already going to clip it up because that's how you get your clickbait out of me. And I'm fine. I'm relaxed with that, as you can tell. My voice didn't just suddenly go into full-on angry, grumpy mode. You can do it. You can put it out. I was wrong. Excellent. You were right. We show we haven't bottled it and that Arteta's got them back into the right frame of mind. And throughout this season, we've had little wobbles and we've come back strongly. So we've got to do our job. Arsenal have to win the last three games, but they're very winnable. Two games at home, Brighton Wolves, one game away at Forest. We should win all those. If we don't, we don't deserve to be anywhere near getting a Premier League trophy. But if we do, I think we're going to ask some questions. And I would be surprised, and you can play this back to me in June, but I would be surprised if City win all their remaining league games.
To White and Jordan now. And the Liverpool fans were the subject of Simon's fury after the national anthem was met with resounding boos at Anfield before their fixture against Brentford, just hours after King Charles's coronation. Safe to say that Simon wasn't best pleased with that reception.
If they believe that the Tories of the 80s were put in place by the royal family, and the royal family are the establishment, and everything that was done to Liverpool was as a result of the Tories and the royal family. That's their viewpoint. They're entitled to their view. Over the years, we've all had the greatest of sympathy and empathy with the challenges and the tragedies that the Liverpool fans have had. I find this very difficult to respect. I think it's their view. And as they rightly say, they have a view. And if this is the way they want to air it, if this is how they want to represent their football club and represent the sentiments of what Liverpool represents as a football club around the world, that's their gift. If they want to boo Jordan Henderson as one of their own because he sang God Save the King, then I think that's... Where's your freedom of speech then? Your freedom of speech works for you when you want to express your views, but Jordan Henderson, one of your own, Kenny Dalglish, one of your own, other people that have been given gongs by the royal family that are part of the establishment which you profess to rebel against or despise, I'm not seeing you have the same vitriol towards them.
And Stanley White and Jordan and the team were joined by West Ham boss David Moyes and star midfielder Declan Rice. The pair joined the show to reflect on Sunday's huge win over Manchester United, annoyingly.
A chance to take the free kick on the far side, and then the whistle blows for full time. And listen to that roar. West Ham United will believe that 37 points will keep them in the Premier League. They take a huge stride towards safety at the London Stadium with a big victory over Manchester United.
The win was the most important thing. The performance always is important, and I thought the reason the performance was important tonight was because of a semi-final of European competition coming up on Thursday. And we played well tonight. I thought we put them under pressure when we could do. I thought we harried them, made it difficult, but we had to defend. There were long periods when they had the ball, but overall, a really, really good performance.
Declan Rice is going to go all alone! Oh, my word! That is a brilliant goal from West Ham's captain!
It's a massive win for our season. As you can see, the smile on my face is...
I see it.
It's beautiful. But look, we know as players this year, we've not been the best. By our standards, where we are in the table, hasn't been good enough. But I think tonight you see a West Ham of old, you know, full of energy, on the front foot, aggressive. And, you know, to win that tonight was really special. Yeah, I'm happy. Like I said, when you play against Man United, you always really want to play well, you know, because they're the biggest club in the world. Everyone watches Man United, and like I said, you want to stand out, and you know that's what I try to do every game for West Ham. You know, when you play against the bigger teams, you've definitely got that extra fire in your belly to perform.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, don't forget you can hear live and free commentary of an enormous, enormous, mahoosive Champions League semi-final first leg as treble hunting Man City take on Spanish giants Real Madrid. Come on, the Real Madrid boys.
Irrepressible, uncontainable, incredible. Manchester City.
The original treble. How they would love to win it.
And I think all the clubs around the world had the feeling that if you want to win this competition, you have to beat Real Madrid right now. Before it was Barcelona, now it's Real Madrid.
And Real will know that they can do it. They've done it before, they can do it again.
Real Madrid 3, Manchester City 1. They have a 6-5 aggregate lead.
We see things happen in this competition, and particularly with this team in white.
And these two certainly at the very top of the tree.
Valverde across the face of goal, and it's steered in by Vinicius.
And Haaland has wrapped it into the net. The goal that surely seals a place in the last four.
He's always tried to do something special on the pitch.
He conducts one of the greatest and more experienced teams in Europe.
And hopes amongst their support are growing that this will be the year that they finally complete the job.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one. These Andy goes to TalkSport Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning. Make sure you listen to me and Bentley from 4. And, of course, have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.